And welcome to What's Up Nupa Radio Edition 106, 39 degrees here in the city by the sea on Thursday, April 5th. Today's forecast looks like it's going to be partly sunny. It's sunny as can be right now here in the city by the sea. And high of 44, it is windy out there tonight, mainly clear, low of 30. Tomorrow, breezy. Ready? A bit of snow and rain in the morning, then a few showers, high of 47. With that high of 47, I don't see that snow happening. Low tomorrow night of 36. Let's just go quickly through the weekend here. Are you kidding me? I didn't read this beforehand. Saturday, colder with a mixture of snow and sleet, accumulating 3 to 6 inches, high 37. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 45. The low on Saturday night is 30. So it looks like we could possibly see some snow. I'm going to have to check out the AccuWeather to make sure, see if they have a more updated forecast here. Today is Thursday, so that means my very special co-host is Timmy Tui.
Hello, Ryan. Hi, folks. Happy Thursday.
Had you heard of this possible issue we're going to have with the snow?
Yeah, we just have to roll with it, right? This is going to be a little sloppy, rainy, wet event. Nothing that we can't handle. Nothing we have not seen before.
Wow, aren't you Mr. Positive today?
Always. Always.
And speaking of Mr. Positive and somebody that is keeping an eye on every single snowfall and has about 900,000 youth that he's looking after right now in the city by the sea, that is John Hirschback from Newport Daffodil Days. And good afternoon, John.
Hello, Ryan. Hello, Tim. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Nice to meet you, sir.
All right. I have a question for you. Number one here, Newport Daffodil Days, Daffodillion, Newport Daffy. What are we calling this thing? Why am I a little confused with what the name is of this?
Oh, don't be.
Okay.
I'll attempt to explain. Daffodillion's our effort to reach a million daffodil bulbs in Newport. And we're approaching 900,000. And with sufficient funding this year, I think we could hit our million target. In fact, we're thinking about planting that millionth daffodil right in front of City Hall.
All right.
Have the governor down and have a little ceremony. So that's our longer-term goal. Short-term, we celebrate with the Daffodil Festival.
It's coming up.
That's right. In fact, I looked ahead at the weather forecast. It's going to be 70 and sunny all week.
All right. I was going to say, not here. It could be some other Daffodil Days festival somewhere.
Yeah, we're watching that weather, though, because quite a few of our events are outside. But that starts the 14th of April through the 22nd.
I was just out in the state of Washington, and they just finished wrapping up a Daffodil Day festival and then a tulip festival, which I thought was fascinating. Why don't we go a little history lesson because, you know, daffodils are just such a fun thing, this thing that makes you smile. And so there's a lot of fun that gets poked at it. Obviously, if you heard the last of the open forum, Frank and I trading puns on daffodils. But give us a little history of how we got to 900,000 and how long it's taken and all of that, where the idea came from.
Sure. Well, actually, it started 19 years ago, if you can believe that, here in Newport. Scott Wheeler, who's the tree and park supervisor, was at a conference, and he met a gentleman from Glasgow, Scotland. Who said, Scott was talking about beautifying Newport, and the gentleman said, you should try daffodils. We've got over a million here in Glasgow. So Scott took that idea, worked with a gentleman named Ronald Lee Fleming, who's a terrific philanthropist, a landscape architect, and he owns Bellevue House, where we're having one of our daffodil events. So he and Scott and Ron got together and began donating and planting, and they were doing about 12,000 to 15,000 bulbs a year for about 14 years. And then somehow I got involved in this.
You love every moment of it, John
Hirschback.
Love it
all, love it all. These are my little children around town. So long story short, Ron asked if I could help out and become the project director. We decided to call this thing Daffodillion and set the goal at 1 million. And we've been at it ever since. In the last 4 years, we've now planted over 100,000 a year.
Wow.
Actually, 5 years at 100,000. So we really kick-started this thing into high gear.
And, I mean, it's not the easiest thing because you can't just plant them all in one field. It's spread out in every backyard, a little bit of everywhere.
How many beds are there, John, roughly?
Well, that's
the ones that I know of. I know of coming off the bridge on Farewell. I see them on the cliff walk.
Yeah, there's two components to the to Daffodilian. The first is our free bulb giveaway, and each year we distribute close to 50,000 bulbs down at Easton's Beach, and those are for individual planting at businesses and residences around town. Another component is to work with volunteers who'd like to go out and get their fingers dirty. And we hand plant about another 20,000 with them. And the rest of the bulbs are planted with the city and our new daffodil bulb planting machine, which is amazing to watch. This thing can plant 20,000 bulbs in less than an hour.
Wow.
Where that would take about 4 days for human beings to do that. So that really helped accelerate the plantings. So you'll find them all over town, private, public, and parks, and up and down
Broadway.
Broadway, yeah. Yes, we've got some.
I just saw some right out front here. I saw some on America's Cup and Memorial, where I saw you in the fall planting them.
That's right. Yeah, we ran into you and your girlfriend.
Yes, so I saw them grow the other day, and I'm like, that wasn't that hard.
Well, you didn't help.
I did not.
So that's not hard, and you kept walking.
I was off to brunch or somewhere important that day. What happens when we hit a million, John? Is that it? Do we keep planting?
As Scott Wheeler, our tree and park supervisor, would say, he's running out of places where we can work with that bulb planting machine. And we'll probably have to do smaller plantings by hand to go beyond a million.
And is that the mission, to just go and go and go until there's no – I mean, these things grow back every year?
Not only do they grow back every year, they tend to propagate as well. So that million could be a million, too, in a couple years.
Wow. So you're going to be a great, great, great grandfather of these things before you know it.
Well, they'll outlive us, that's for sure, which is comforting to know.
Impact. Yes. You know, if we look from a bigger picture here – you know, it's going to have some kind of economic impact because people are coming here. You mentioned earlier beautifying Newport. People are probably coming in here in April. You have all of the events. You're getting people excited for this thing. Any idea what kind of impact?
No, we haven't really measured it. Of course, the
obviously, it's a positive one.
Sure. The inference is as we plant more and more bulbs, we become more and more of a tourist attraction. And we work with Discover Newport, the Chamber of Commerce. And they're certainly seeing an increase in what they call mud season traffic, which is April. And we kind of are talking about getting the yellow out before we get the Volvo blue out. And so that April is an important month for retail merchants because they want to begin establishing their summer and spring business at that point in time. So they welcome a festival bringing in more people.
Definitely welcomes in spring.
That too.
Vibrantly.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like that first one of that and crocus are the first flowers that you'll see, the blue crocus. And
always a great sign.
Yeah, it kind of wakes you up and puts a smile on your face, as you said.
Sure does. There's a little park over here, Liberty Park, across from White Horse Tavern that has a lot of that and just beautiful. And how long, I mean, we see the ones out here of the Radio Palace on Broadway. They've already bloomed. How long approximately will they stay bloomed?
Certainly through April, probably a week or two maybe in May.
So 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, six weeks.
That's right.
6 to 7 weeks.
But if you notice, some haven't even popped up yet, and others have been blooming for a week or so. So each one has its own interesting microclimate that dictates when they bloom and when they die off.
So if you happen to be planning on coming to Newport, you're listening to us from afar, you have a good month now where you can come in town and you can see them anywhere you go as soon as you get off the bridges. I know Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority have them just about everywhere they can besides having you drive over them. And you'll see them throughout town, Cliff Walk, down at Easton's Beach, a little bit of everywhere. We're going to talk about the events that make up the 5th Annual Newport Daffodil Days Festival when we come back. Featuring 9 days, more than 20 festive family-friendly events, and nearly 1 million daffodils, all coming up during the 5th Annual Newport Daffodil Days Festival. We'll talk about that with John Hirschbeck and Tim Tuohy when we come back here on What's Up, Newport Radio Edition.
Hey, Rhode Island, don't forget to bring your unwanted household goods to the Planet A Donation Center, conveniently located at 1 Mile Corner, 533 Broadway, Newport. Stop by any day between 9 and 3 with kitchen goods, home decor, soft cover books, and housewares packaged for travel. Their attendant will help you unload. Please don't leave anything outside. Not sure if it's okay to donate? Call 774-217-8954 to ask. Planet Aid is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the environment and funding worldwide development projects for the poor.
Are you looking to grow your business, establish valuable professional relationships, meet industry subject matter experts, and market your services and products? If so, the North Kingstown Chamber of Commerce can help you as we support and promote more than 400 businesses throughout South County, Rhode Island. Our members represent every industry, large and small, old and new, from home-based businesses just starting out to large businesses such as ones located in Quonset. We provide targeted networking opportunities, unique events, and business strong seminars with highly engaged groups of professionals that will help you and your business succeed and grow. In addition, we offer great benefits such as free job postings, townwide gift certificate referral program, bulk mail discounts, and more. Call the Chamber today at 401-295-5566 to learn more about how we can help you and your business succeed and grow.
Your friendly officers here at Arrest the Pest serve and protect area homes, families, and businesses. Arrest the Pest has been providing the fix since 1986. No matter the pest, it ends in arrest. Arrest the Pest today. Call 738-3766. Pests, you detest them, and we arrest them. Hey, who loves you, baby? ArrestThePest.com. 738-3766.
Look at that Seth at Fifth Ward Liquor. He is showering you with values. All kinds of values. Robert Mondavi Private Select Cabernet 1.5, now $18.99. J. Lohr Chardonnay 1.5 is only $25.99. Look for Amsterdam Vodka 1.75s at just $20.99. And Don Julio Silver Tequila is value priced at $43.50. Every visit to Fifth Ward Liquor unveils a wide range of unbeatable savings. Hangar 1 Rosé Vodka, $29.99. Santa Margarita Prosecco, $18.99. You'll find Captain's Daughter Double IPA in 4-pack cans, just $11.99. Other great buys in stock include Blanton Bourbon and Whaler's IPA and Rye in 6-pack cans. Stop by and enjoy these and many more values at Fifth Ward Liquor, 695 Lois Thames, 847-4545.
The fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the fifth.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time. I saw flowers in your hair. It takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew
a little Luminaires here on a Thursday. The song is Flowers in Your Hair. Timmy Tui.
In your hair or hair?
Hair.
Hair, okay.
That's a good old Rhode Island accent right there. You like that? Luminaires, Newport Folk Festival alumni.
Good call on that one.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to come up with something daffy. A daffy song. Is there a daffodil playlist, John Hirschbeck?
No. Okay. I think you're going to create one for me.
I think I'm going to have to, and we will do that. The 2018, or 5th Annual Newport Daffodil Days Festival, is just around the corner, April 14th through the 22nd. And the millionth, it's expected that the millionth bulb will be planted this year and will bloom next year, correct?
Correct.
So in 2019, we'll be celebrating that, and we'll all be donning our yellow for that celebration. But tell me about, there are, it seems like, from my point of view, more events than ever happening this year during the festival.
There are. We've added a few and kept some of the chestnuts, if you will, from previous years, like our doggy parade, which is always very popular. The Tour de Jonquil, patterned after the Tour de France.
Okay.
Bike ride and dabbling and doodling the daffies on Cliff Walk. And our concluding garden party and car parade. The car parade's kind of interesting this year because we've managed to incite the Audrain Automotive Museum to take over the car parade. They already have 40 entries.
Okay.
So that's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
Better than me trying to drive through in my Subaru. So these will be beautiful classic cars from all throughout the Northeast. And that leaves...
On Earth Day.
On Earth Day,
on
yeah.
Earth Day.
At least from Easton Beach
right.
at 2 p.m. And start your engines. So if you got a classic car, just contact the Audrain, and it's not too late to enter your vehicle. You want to dress it up in yellow if you can. Wear a funny hat, the Daffy hat or bonnet, and off you go.
All right. Sounds good. What are the... well, if there are there big signature events and then a lot of smaller events that happen around them, or are all of them big events?
They're all huge, Ryan.
Okay. They're all blooming into something bigger than themselves, John Hirschbeck.
No, we like to consider our Spring Fling at the Chandler one of our featured events.
And there are daffodils that bloom right outside the Chandler,
you
know, Timmy Tui.
It's beautiful on there.
Beautiful setting, and I'd like to
north end of the Cliff Walk.
Right. Like to thank the Chandler once again for hosting us. That's always a lot of fun. And we have Miss Rhode Island. She'll be joining us. And we have cocktails, music, silent auction, a lot of fun.
Is there a Miss or Mr. Daffodil?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that. I tried to get Ryan named the Daffodil King, but... how'd that work out, Ryan?
It's
the supreme daffodil.
This comes up too often. Timmy Chewy, I'm not sure if you remember this day, but you may.
Parade day?
Approximately
a couple years ago?
2 years ago.
I'm getting that visual again, Ryan.
I had the distinct privilege and honor of marching on behalf of the Daffodil Days Festival, and I still have not seen $1 million paycheck for how much I had to embarrass myself, but I got the opportunity to hold the Daffodil Days Festival banner walking down the parade route for the 60th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, and while wearing a daffodil costume, and it was quite the day.
Custom.
And
daffodil
if that wasn't enough pressure and enough on me and enough embarrassment, I had every single contestant from Miss Rhode Island marching just feet away from me. Yes, that is what John Hirschbeck gets you into.
You were the draw, though.
I was the draw. And you know, at this time, you could speak to my agent about the opportunity to become Mr. Daffodil Day King, and he will work out the details on that, Mr. Hirschbeck.
Fine. It won't cost you as much this year, I promise.
Yes. So let's go down a kind of schedule of events from the 14th through the 22nd. You can either pick some of your favorites or you can highlight maybe little details on some of them.
Sure. Well, things kick off bright and early on Saturday morning, April 14th. We're joining with the Newport Road Races, folks.
And that is a great thing to bring up, because let me see if I could do a good tie-in here.
Perfect.
And promote that tomorrow on Talk of the Town with Bruce Newberry, Newport Road Race organizers will be on with Bruce at 10:30 a.m.
Excellent.
See that? That's being a team player here at W80K.
Very good.
So you can hear more about that race tomorrow, but that kicks off the details on the Daffodil Days Festival on the 14th.
Right, and what's nice is if you've been down at Easton's Beach, our daffodils are just about ready to bloom right across from the beach, and we planted another 30,000 there. And so this should be quite a sight as if you care to join, just even as a spectator, that race to see them off at 7:30 in the morning, you'll see the daffodils in bloom.
Excellent.
Then our opening ceremonies take place at Bannister and Bowen's Wharf on also Saturday, April 14th. Those are our opening ceremonies at 1 to 2 p.m. And we cut the garland of daffodils. That's our ribbon cutting, if you will. And we got the Armory Musketeers there, and they'll be firing their volley, welcoming the daffodils to Newport. And then we have a little conga parade through the wharves.
Okay.
Ryan, you're invited yet again.
All right.
And that's followed immediately by our Daffy Doggy Parade. And that'll leave from the store, the Black Dog store.
Will you be bringing Willie Doyle there, Tim Tui?
Daffy Doyle?
Daffy
Doyle. I think he might make an appearance.
Okay.
A little Boston Terrier Willie Daffy Doyle.
Oh, there you go. Dress him up.
All right. Perfect.
He looks cute in a bow tie.
Yeah, oh, he does.
All right.
Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan.
And so that's Saturday, the opening day. Then let's see what else. Well, I mentioned the dabbling and doodling the daffies. Of course, that's somewhat rain sensitive. If we have a nice day, it's beautiful out at on Cliff Walk, where, again, we have about 40,000 daffodils blooming right behind Cawley Hall, if you're familiar with that. It's
yep.
just off
yep.
Shepherd Avenue. Regardless, come out and see those. If not that day, in the next couple of weeks, it's quite a sight. Then Sunday is our bike ride. We've got a private garden tour at Hillside on Gibbs Avenue. That's Susan Ruff's home, and she has thousands of daffodils of a whole variety of different flavors.
Hey John, I see you need to wear your Daffy pin.
Yes.
For free admittance.
Oh, and we
That's a good point. Thank you, Tim.
Look at that. I have them around for a minute. Tell me about these pins that I'm about to don.
All right.
Made in America.
Made in America.
Very stylish, weather resistant.
We're selling those at the Visitor Center in Bowen's Wharf, the Pilot House, for $5.
Okay.
And with that pin, you'll get a Daffy deal around town.
Oh.
And so far, we have about 50 merchants signed up.
Nice.
And by the way, if any merchants are listening and they like to offer a Daffy deal, just email me at daffodillion@cox.net, and we'll include you in the POS and marketing materials.
Maybe a Daffy draft in one of our establishments.
Look at that.
Yes.
You, Tim. While you have nothing to do, while you're out of work, you may be able to be John's number two man here.
A Daffy Teeny?
Top three.
A Daffy Teeny?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's doable.
All right.
Good.
As a duet.
Yeah, so
the duality.
All the saloons in town, please let me know what your Daffy drink is, and we'll include
Daffy
you in our
drinks.
Super producer material. Jacob is donning his Daffy pin already. Oh.
There you go.
Look at that. It's
stylish.
It's cute.
He's styling, as they say.
He is.
It's like Miss Daisy.
It's the only thing that's not black that he's wearing today.
And just finishing up on Sunday, that's on Earth Day, April 22nd. That's our car rally with the Audrain. And they finish up right at the Audrain. You can view all the cars in the museum with your Daffy pin. It's a reduced admission. And then we've got additional cars that are going to be lined up right at that Stop and Shop parking lot.
Okay.
Which will lead you right down to Bellevue House, where our garden party will be taking place. And that's always a wonderful conclusion to the festivities.
Excellent. And for a full schedule and details and more, where can they go, John?
They can go to www.newportdaffydays.com.
Excellent. Sounds like it's going to be a good old time. When is the next pickup process for bulbs? Is it that in the fall?
Yes, October 20th. Pencil that in at Eastern's Beach. We'll have another 60,000 or so bulbs to give away. And like I said, hopefully we're going to be hitting our target of 1 million.
And Ryan, before we let John go, we want to tie into one of our favorite topics, the bridge realignment. You just mentioned that, John, during our last break. Could you just quickly go over how you're going to stop the planting of because of the bridge realignment?
Yeah, we have about 50,000 bulbs planted there, and those are all starting to bloom now. But we were going to plant more this past fall, but I think prudence suggested maybe we hold off until we figure out where those roads are going to go.
Because we'd hate to cut daffodils, which maybe you can touch on a little bit for all the daffodils out there and how we can make sure they live a blooming
good time.
Life,
right. Yes, I think, unfortunately, one of the criticisms now and then that we receive is those daffodils, they're dying out. Can I cut them back right away? They don't look that great. And the answer, the short answer is no. Give them a couple more weeks, because this is a critical time in their life cycle. They need to regenerate themselves. And so some people tie them back, but that's oftentimes tedious. We just like to leave them in place, I think, and let them naturalize. And once the leaves start to turn brown, then feel free to cut them back. So that probably is going to be late May, early June before you should cut them back. If you prematurely mow them down, they're going to have a hard time coming back the next year, and we don't want to lose the daffodils. So
great tip.
All jokes aside, it is just a phenomenal event, and it's certainly beautified. You can't, you know, picture Newport without all these daffodils every spring, and these events are really fun, and they're family-friendly, which I think is extremely important. We look at what is happening in Newport a lot of the time, and you hear more often than not from families looking for something to do with my kids. Most of these events, I mean, you're not going to run a marathon with them, but there's 10 events that are family-friendly to one that
outdoors,
is... Yes,
great
outdoors.
Yes, outdoors. Weather permitting, right?
And it's a lot of them are pretty affordable to, you know, participate in. And so great job, John. And I know it's been a lot of work. And it's a love of daffodils that keeps you going.
A labor of love.
How many daffodils do you have planted at your home?
Too many, my wife says. Stop the madness.
Do you have them planted inside at this point?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
Just need to get to a million. All right. NewportDaffyDays.com for a full list of schedule, events, tickets for the Spring Fling, which is coming up very quickly, and much more. So get involved and participate. Timmy, did you have anything else?
No, I just have a great map. If you go to the site, I think it's on the site where the locations are.
Right.
The actual map of Newport and where these beds are planted, so you can go get a gander at those.
Excellent. And John, did we miss anything?
No. Any questions, don't hesitate to email daffodillion@cox.net, particularly if you're a merchant and want to participate in the program.
And possibly volunteering?
We can always use volunteers, you bet.
Good call.
All right. And thanks, John, for being here. And we will keep the show going here with Timmy Tui and Ryan Belmore after this.
Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office. We specialize in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborn is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We are still at 850 Aquinic Avenue in the back of the building of the Middletown Common Plaza. We have just undergone a name change and we have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard. We want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our Rhode Island location is located at 850 Aquinic Avenue, the same location Dr. Saborn has been for the past 12 years. Our phone number is 849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com.
Thinking about a kitchen remodel? Hate the drab colors, old cabinets, or mica countertops? You know what I mean. My husband and I wanted to move closer to the radio stations, so we purchased a place on the island. The kitchen was what they call builder grade. No frills, no extras, but the space was relatively small, and I couldn't see how in the world we'd be able to change the layout to make the space work better, as well as upgrade the finishes. That was until I visited the design center at Humphreys Building Supply in Tiverton. We worked with the two on-site professionals, Dennis and Janine, and before long, we were finishing each other's sentences. Okay, kidding about that, but Dennis came to the house and began to make design miracles out of the little box that was our kitchen. The space is unbelievably different. He found a way to add gorgeous wine bar, more storage space, and a peninsula with enough space to prep and eat. The finishes are beautiful. The colors are perfect. We love our new kitchen. Thanks to the team at Humphreys Design Center. Go to buildwiththeh.com to make your remodeling dream a reality.
Humphreys, the home behind.
Well, it's that special time of year again. The days are getting a little longer. Clocks are moving forward. Those last patches of snow are disappearing. You know what that means. That's right. McKay's preseason sale on the world's best all-weather outdoor furniture. Imagine teak, all-weather wicker, cantilever umbrellas, even wrought iron and elegant cast aluminum. There are sofas, chairs, rockers, gliders, Adirondack chairs, and more. Don't forget hammocks and fire pits. This is the furniture for those staycation lifestyles. The front porch is fully restocked and ready to go. And now is the time for special orders. Best part, trip to McKay's front porch can make you feel like summer's just around the corner. McKay's and McKay's front porch in North Kingstown. The outdoor furniture you keep.
Things could be stranger, but I don't know how. I'm going through changes now. Spend a lifetime trying to figure it out.
Little Langhorne Slim here on What's Up Noop Radio Edition. He was the latest to be announced that will be performing at the 2018 Newport Folk Festival. They announced it just a short while ago at about 10 a.m. this morning. And they've been announcing bands at 10 a.m. every weekday, Timmy.
Brian, will 3 days be enough for this festival with the amount of talent they have booked and scheduled?
They have approximately, have announced 36 different acts.
Wow.
And last year was right around 60, I believe. And it is going to be one for the record books. And I'll tell you what, you may the focus may be on the sold-out Newport Folk Festival, but the following weekend, the Newport Jazz Festival is shaping up to be... That just so excited to see John Batiste at both of them again, and the entire lineup is just looking great. And there's one more announcement wave to come.
And I still want to hear about Bridgefest. We have not even delved into the Bridgefest that's going to, you know, segue the two festivals.
And I have some information on that. We'll talk about that in just a minute after I tell you about my friends at Whalers Brewing Company, Timmy. Since 2014, that's 4 years, they've been changing the Rhode Island craft beer experience. Their flagship American Pale Ale, Rise, was recently voted best pale ale in the country at the World Beer Awards. We look for Rise in package stores and on tap at over 500 bars and restaurants across Rhode Island and Massachusetts. April 7th, Timmy, National Beer Day.
Wow. Hops and barley.
Whalers will be hosts, have live music with the Underestimated Prophet, a Grateful Dead-inspired band live in their tap room at 1174 Kingstown Road in South Kingstown. And it will be a great little afternoon of music. And,
worth the trip.
National Beer Day. And also, if you can't make that, April 8th, the next day. Field of Artisans pop-up market. Sometimes I make myself laugh. That is from 11:30 a.m. on Shop the Weirs of local artists and craftsmen as you enjoy a fresh brew. Field of Artisans, the community in Rhode Island for all types of creativity. Emerging artists, photographers, designers, and craftspeople will be on site at Whalers Brewery with a wide array of handcrafted products for sale. Whalers is located at 1174 Kingstown Road in South Kingstown, Rhode Island, just around the corner from wherever you may be, and online at whalersbrewing.com. Whalers, enjoy good company, drink great beer. And Newport Bridgefest, I actually had a meeting with Jill Davidson, the director of the festivals, I would guess, because Jay is the producer, or however that may fall. They are still at the growing stage. If this will be their third year, Newport Bridgefest is under their direction. And they're looking for venues to get involved. So if you are
indoor, outdoor.
Indoor or outdoor, you visit Newport Bridgefest website, and they are looking for restaurants, bars, churches, businesses, anybody to get involved. Think about hosting a local musician, artist. It's all about promoting our local talent, our arts, entertainment, music scene. So theater, whatever it may be, head to Newport Bridgefest and look at how to get involved in hosting events. And it's, you know, they're trying to connect the two festivals with supporting and highlighting local in the middle there. And they will grow, and it's just in its infancy.
Because what I do see or hear from people more and more, they do stay for both festivals. They stay for the week. They either get a hotel, a guest house, a B&B, and they tend to attend both festivals. So the Bridge Fest is an ideal way to spend the week, you know, going shopping, dining, and catching some good music prior to your next fest.
It sure is, and it's growing, and it will get to where it needs to be within just a couple of years. They have some great plans for that event, so we'll look for that. Let's go. This is the point in the program we like to do every single Thursday where we go to...
Except that one time.
Timmy has been laid up with a surgery on his leg here, and so this is the time where we go to Timmy's Notebook. And what is on Timmy's mind this week?
And others.
And others.
Contact me and say, when you get on with Ryan for What's Up Noop Radio Edition on WADK, is a couple things to remind people. People have brought to my attention the Swing into Spring, fundraiser tonight for MLK.
Yes.
Our good friend Allison Novick.
Very worthy event.
That's at the Atlantic Resort this evening, I think. And then people said, don't forget our former co-worker and just super all-around nice guy, the late Jamie Crowley. They're having jamming for Jamie Friday night at the Elks. Another great fundraiser for his family. And Jamie and I worked together at Christie's for a couple of summers. And to tie that in, we worked with Frank Doyle and Brad Chevrolet of the Fifth Element, who I'm going to shout out and say good luck tonight, fellas, and their crew when they go up to City Hall and hopefully get their hotel plan passed and cemented and on the road. What else are we looking for? Don't forget Sunday at Fenner Hall, the first annual. I know Bob and Jacob had mentioned it. The Lenny Murphy meat raffle. I don't know if they're going to call it the Lenny Murphy meat, but it's a meat raffle, and it's in Lenny's honor, who is a member of Vasco da Gama, as well as the Hibernians. And tie that in, the 2019 St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday, March 16th next year.
Yes.
Is dedicated in the memory of former Newport educator Leonard Murphy. And Grand Marshal will be Robbie Lehane, president of our local AOH. And somebody had mentioned last evening as well, I did not hear the chiming of bells at 7:07 last evening in honor of MLK. I really thought the bells would be chiming all over the island last night at that time. I don't know if it was the wind was too strong or any of the houses of worship around the swamp area. I couldn't hear anything.
And I was here on Broadway because you had texted me that you had not heard anything. And I didn't hear anything here in Upper Town or Middletown or whatever you want to call this area, but the Broadway area, I didn't hear any churches.
I'm sad to hear. I was really hoping that the chimes of freedom would be ringing last night for a good 15 or 20 minutes. But it's another thing.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is on Timmy Tui's?
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a possible cousin of Jacob or myself. His name was Tommy Sullivan, but he went by the stage name of Luscious Johnny Valiant.
Okay.
By the Valiant Brothers from WWF. He partnered up with his brother, Handsome Jimmy Valiant, and he was hit by a car yesterday in Pennsylvania and passed away. For all those wrestling fans of the late 70s, early 80s, Luscious Johnny Valiant.
Okay.
Has punched out.
I didn't expect that to be on your list of things to talk about today, but it's there.
Again, and the serious end with, the armory.
Terms
of agreement, signature down, and also the Fifth Element's a really big thing for the revitalization of Broadway, I think we should touch on.
Yeah, and what we will do is, the Armory, I still find it interesting with the sale of the local school buildings that have gone on, as well as the Armory. Everything I have been taught growing up or with whatever I do is requests for proposals, on the board of Ford Adams. We have to put RFPs out for anything and everything. And I am surprised there wasn't a more public process or there wasn't a public listing. Maybe there was, but I spend a lot of time on the internet. It's my job. I spend a lot of time reading.
You've got your finger on the pulse of most civic,
yes,
governmental
and
projects.
I'm hearing a lot of feedback. This isn't me alone. A lot of feedback, and we saw it at the last two Newport City Council meetings ago, where there was a gentleman who said, had I known this was available, I would put a bid in. I can put a bid in if you give me the time. And I just hope the city is moving in the right direction with moving these properties. It seems like that there could be a better advertisement opportunity that these properties are available. And
not to knock the proposed tenant. I've all forward, great respect for the Sailing Hall of Fame, especially here in the city by the sea. The sailing and yachting capital of the world would be a great fit. But you're saying it's the process.
It is. It's the process. And I would just like to see it a little bit more public, as I would like to see a lot of what is happening local, statewide, a lot more public. It's the city or, let's say it's somewhere else in the state. The taxpayers deserve to get to see the most money and best use of that property made available. And, you wonder and people are wondering, is it happening? When we come back, though, what I do want to hit on is a very important meeting tonight at the Fifth Element. And, you know, this here is a very open process in a company that has been nothing but great residents and taxpayers trying to do the right thing, and they deserve what they are applying for. We'll talk about that when we come back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition.
Right on Newport's waterfront is one of this area's most popular dining alternatives, Midtown Oyster Bar at 345 Thames Street, offering incomparable lunches from 11:30 to 4 and dinners from 4 to 10. One of Midtown's favorite features, Champagne and Shells, is available Tuesdays from 5 to 10 p.m. Enjoy exceptional dining combined with the best in Newport hospitality at Midtown Oyster Bar. Gift cards always available, and Midtown is a perfect choice for private parties. Phone 619-4100 or visit MidtownOyster.com.
Is one of your goals to find a cleaning service for your home or office? I have the perfect solution, Steph Spotless Cleaning. I recently started working with Steph and her crew at both the radio station offices and in my new Portsmouth home. The staff here have been raving about how clean everything is and how personable Steph and her team are. So I decided to give them a try at my house. The results were spectacular. Steph uses an all-natural cleaning product line, and the smell in the house is incredibly fresh and clean. I think this experience for me has been pretty close to the old days of having a cleaning lady, someone who treats my home like it was their own, someone I can trust. I've been through the experience of hiring a service and seeing new faces every time cleaning day came around. Not so with Steph's. She shows up at every job, rolls up her sleeves, and makes the magic. And she's fully bonded and insured. Find Steph's Spotless Cleaning on Facebook or contact her today for free consultation and 20% off your first cleaning at 932-6050. That's 932-6050. Steph's Spotless Cleaning.
WADK and Corrigan Financial present another spring season of local baseball and softball action featuring Rogers, Middletown, and Portsmouth High Schools. These exclusive sports presentations are brought to you by
Midtown Oyster Bar, Party Plus, True Value Rental in Middletown, A1 Roofing and Construction, O'Brien's Pub, Newport Insurance, the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, Clements Marketplace, Coddington Brewing Company, West Main Pizza, and by Corrigan Financial.
Catch high school baseball and softball action live and local on WADK AM 1540 and WADK.com.
Welcome back. Final segment here on a Thursday. Timmy Tui joins me.
What's up, Ryan? A little jazz.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love it, baby.
Mark Gorman writes in to the program. And, of course, anybody is always welcome to call into the program, 401-846-1028. Mark Gorman says, hi, Timmy.
Hello, Mark.
And what's I want to let people know that tomorrow, did you know, Timmy, that it is National Poetry Month?
April is.
Yes.
Yes.
And tomorrow I will be joined by a local poet. Ed Siegel will be joining me, as well as his wife. His wife is Michelle Siegel, who is a musician in town, and she is can be found at many open mics. And the two of them combined, Ed will write a poem, and sometimes he'll take that poem and hand it to Michelle.
Local poets?
Yeah, and Michelle will put it to music, and she'll be performing for us on the program, and Ed will be sharing some poems with us. So very interesting show coming up tomorrow on a Friday for you. Let me get back to something I wanted to pass on, The Fifth Element. As anybody in Newport or in the area knows, they purchased the gas station next to them a couple years ago here, and they have gone through the process of, you know, when I first talked to them, they said they were looking at all the different things they could do with the property. Obviously, they opened Fifth Element there after it used to be on Lower Thames Street. Brad and Frank are the type of owners that you want in every single business in this town. They have given back to the community. They have been good neighbors, from what I hear. They have done everything right. And now they are in the process of looking to put a hotel on their property. And here is what they had posted on Facebook. Friends of Fifth Element, we need your help. This Thursday evening, which is tonight, at 6:30 p.m. in Newport City Council Chambers, we will have our second zoning board hearing, and hopefully a favorable decision will be granted to move forward. We respectfully ask those in favor to join us that evening in support of our project. Other than parking, all ordinances have been met and exceeded. Two things they point out. The hotel only requires 48 parking spaces, and we're providing 40 on-site plus 12 across Broadway in Newport Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, totaling 52 parking spaces. The city is asking us now to provide 13 additional spaces for the existing Fifth Element restaurant. Those were grandfathered spaces never before required. Your voice can make a difference, so please join us in support on Thursday night. Respectfully signed, Frank and Brad. So, we are opening up a can of worms if we base things on that. Because if the city is going to start requesting restaurants have parking when they go to do something, we are going to be in a nightmare here in Newport. I need people to just think for a minute about your favorite restaurant in Newport.
Parking's always our issue, Ryan. Parking and traffic in the summer months.
Chances are there is no parking at your favorite restaurant in town. I don't want to name anybody specifically because I'm not attacking them and I don't want to highlight them. But think of your favorite restaurant on Broadway or Lower Thames Street. Zero parking spaces. We've had restaurants open in the last year that have zero parking spaces. We have a theater, a 700-seat theater opening in Washington Square.
I mentioned that last broadcast.
With zero parking spaces. We have Jane Pickens Theater, which I love, 475, zero parking spaces. We have, I can go on and on. We have hotels and bed and breakfasts in this town on Spring Street and back streets that don't have the amount of parking.
Does the city revisit putting a garage on Mary Street? Do they revisit putting a parking garage on Marlborough Street?
We can all agree that something needs to be done. I think the thing that I will disagree with is, you know, all of a sudden they're requiring 12 spaces for that restaurant. If they weren't going through this process of putting a hotel there and the whole thing, are they going to be going around and knocking on every restaurant door and saying, you know what, for the last 30 years for a restaurant that's been there, you know what, you need now to provide. You can't do it that
way.
That's
a tough precedent to start, Brian.
And anytime they want to, you know, this hotel, obviously, yes, it's going to put money in Brad and Frank's pocket. Let's be honest. It's a business. You know, they're doing it to make more money. But it's also bringing a hotel, small boutique hotel to Broadway. Broadway, they just spent millions updating this part of town for things just like this. This is what they want to bring to this side of the town. And it would benefit every single business. They fit in all the rules. I do not think...
It's a positive thing.
I hate using the word play, but you're playing right now when all of a sudden you're saying, oh, all right, well, you met... They went above and beyond, went to a business across the street and are renting out parking spaces.
That's interesting. They're across the street parking.
Yes.
That's new to me. I don't know if they've done that last season.
And if you can name a restaurant on Broadway that has a parking lot or parking...
Nah.
So, you know, we're... I hate the politics of it, and, you know, let's just be fair. We can't all of a sudden... grandfathered, I don't know what grandfathered means anymore, because things change so much. But they haven't required the parking. And now all of a sudden that they want to make this update, you can't say, oh, while we're looking at it, now you need 12 more spaces. It's not fair. And this is how exactly you push good businesses and good business owners out of this town.
And how can they expand and create more business and employ more people here on the island?
And you just can't do it when you look downtown and you see new restaurants opening and not having a single spot. Or, you know, obviously, I can't say a theater in town. There's only one. But, you know, how can you say 700 people there when Washington Square has 20 parking spaces that are city?
We bring this up each show, Ryan, is the parking situation in this town. I don't know if the city fathers have to get together. I know I've always said, hey, when we park them at the Newport Grand facility, the former High Line property. But as we know, nobody wants to leave their vehicle. Nobody wants to get on a trolley. Maybe with the advent of the light rail in combination with the bridge realignment, maybe you force people's hand. Maybe we don't say you can bring automobile traffic to downtown Newport, Lower Thames Street, and it all becomes pedestrian. We've got to come up with a solution to this.
And the parking is a city issue. It is not a Fifth Element issue. So let's not try to resolve the issue at hand by punishing one business that has gone above and beyond the fit within your ordinances, and now all of a sudden you're slapping their hand.
Because on the top of my head, I don't know how many spaces technically are on this the west side of Broadway with no striping.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, you know, how many spaces are supposed to be out there on the west side?
And the reminder, there was a couple spots lost when they redid this entire Broadway thing. It's minor. It's like two spaces. But, you know, 12 parking spaces isn't going to solve every issue.
But wasn't it supposed to be a pedestrian streetscape to get people to walk and stroll?
It is.
To come down there on foot?
That's what the majority of people do when they go out to eat on Broadway, is they're walking from somewhere. And, you know, yeah, it's the parking has to be solved, but I don't think this is how you do it.
We've been doing it now with, you know, pedicabs being a lot more prevalent around town, getting people from A to B. But, again, do you build a parking garage or two? And where are you going to put it? We've you know, went through that years ago, and it was never came to fruition.
And you're looking at, you know, what's that, 52, 64, more than 60 spaces? Yeah. No, 52, yeah, 64 spaces.
A 40-unit boutique hotel.
Most of the time, let's be honest, it's not going to be full.
With hope, maybe five months, a year out of 12?
The majority of the time, the restaurant and hotel will not be full at the same time, using all those spaces. Some people will walk if the restaurant's full. It's just, if we start trying to fix our parking issue one business at a time by all of a sudden forcing them, what we're going to do is we're going to cause more parking lots, because there's nothing keeping that business from staying here if you're not going to work with them. You know, you could be against the hotel, but you have to be for treating businesses the same.
But you don't want to see the influx of parking in residential neighborhoods as well. So if you got to balance that with the neighbors, because it seems that almost every neighborhood is a restricted residential sticker parking area.
I think 52 spots for what they're doing. I think exactly what they did is perfect. I encourage anybody who, you know, wants to participate in the process, go there and share your concerns, even if you don't support it. Everybody should participate in this, and head over to City Hall 6:30 tonight. And I, for one, obviously support them and their decision, and I hope the city looks other ways to solve the parking issue. You have to identify it, and you can't identify it with one business when you're letting other businesses in Washington Square, in downtown Newport, all throughout the city open without a single parking space.
I'm with you on that, Rye.
And
it's parking has been a huge issue for years. Same with the traffic. So we're working on now with the bridge realignment, but that's not for several years to come. We need to work on something in the here and now.
We do. And we need to identify it. We could do what Rhode Island does best, put a committee on it. Start a parking committee. Get people, get business owners. Maybe Brad and Frank will cheer.
Yeah.
Get people involved with it. And
we get a lot of space on that north end of town, but people don't want to, you know, exit their vehicles. We're going to have to force visitors to force their hand. We're going to have to require them to park in the north end, and we're going to have to shuttle them to our downtown establishments.
I agree there, Timmy Tui.
Easier said than done.
Until next Thursday, right? Go Bruins.
Yes, indeed. We're in Sunrise, Florida this evening. A couple more games left in regular season. Then we start the playoffs, Ryan. I know you get hot and excited for that.
Oh, yes. I bring out my Daffy pin and get all excited for Bruins playoffs.
The Ducks.
NewportDaffyDays.com again for Daffodil Days Festival. And good luck to the Red Sox, who open at home today. And Timmy Tui, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. I hope to see you next week on What's Up Newport Radio Edition.
That's going
to
do it for us today. We will be back with you tomorrow. Tune in. Clark Howard is up next for the latest on what's happening new and to do in Newport and beyond. Visit whatsupnewport.com.
This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK, Newport. Online at WADK.com. WADK.
My 84 MPGE Pacifica Hybrid is America's first ever hybrid minivan, so all the other moms at soccer practice are green with envy. See what I did there? Plus, I can binge all of my shows with the available Uconnect Theater or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that...